Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.
Semmilkom jena kidem ikolintikom merħba l-programm ieħor aħna l-Ewropa mtellam il-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Lum il-ġimgħa 21 ottubru 2022, ġimgħa li matula kellna ħafna żviluppi fil-qasam tal-politika Ewropea primarjament mir-Renju Unit bir-riżenja tal-Prim Ministru Liz Truss li wara 44 jum irriżenjat mill-kariga. Imma f'dawn l-aħħar ftit siegħat il-mexxejja ta' 27 pajjiż membru tal-Unjoni Ewropea qegħdin jiltaqgħu Brussell għall-laqgħa tal-Kunsill Ewropew li ġie li nirreferu għalih bħala summit tal-Unjoni Ewropea u matul din il-laqgħa li bdiet il-bieraħ u tis-sokta illum il-mexxejja Ewropej flimkien mal-mexxejja tal-istituzzjonijiet ewlenin tal-Unjoni Ewropea, jiġifieri il-Kunsill tal-Unjoni Ewropea, il-Parlament Ewropew u l-Kummissjoni Ewropea qegħdin jiltaqgħu f'Brussell biex jiddiskutu l-aktar tema ta' priorità għall-mexxej Ewropej u għall-pajjiżi tal-Unjoni Ewropea hija enerġija, enerġija, enerġija u enerġija. L-enerġija kollha tal-mexxej Ewropej tista' tgħid hija ffukata kif se indirizzaw din il-kriżi li jekk ma jkunx hemm impenn u azzjoni b'mod immedjat jaf ikollha effetti kbar ħafna fuq il-ħajja ta' kuljum ta' ħafna ċittadini fl-Unjoni Ewropea. U għal daqstant matul dan is-summit ta' l-Unjoni Ewropea il-mexxejja qatt jidher li mhumiex konvinti bejniethom dwar it-triq il-quddiem. Anka fid-dawl tal-fatt li din il-ġimgħa il-Kummissjoni Ewropea għamlitilhom ftit aktar faċli lill-mexxejja tal-27 pajjiż membru għaliex ippreżentat il-proposti konkreti tagħha dwar kif il-Kummissjoni Ewropea qed tara li tista' tindirizza din il-kwistjoni billi fost oħrajn ikun hemm koordinazzjoni aħjar fix-xiri tal-gass f'isem il-pajjiżi kollha tal-Unjoni Ewropea minn flok kull pajjiż b'mod individwali u unilaterali imur jinnegozja biex jixtri il-gass ikun hemm kif ġara anka fil-xiri ta' tilqim tal-vaċċin tal-Covid ikun hemm sejħa waħda u l-pajjiżi tal-Unjoni Ewropea jixtruh flimkien, imbagħad hemm ukoll il-proposta kemmxejn aktar kontroversjali li jkun hemm limitu fuq il-prezz. Minħabba l-fatt li l-Kummissjoni Ewropea qed targumenta lill-kumpaniji tal-enerġija din jagħmlu lieħ xi kultant esaġerat għad-detriment tal-konsumaturi, għad-detriment tal-pajjiżi li għandhom bżonn l-enerġija. U għal daqstant din il-ġimgħa kien hemm żvilupp importanti f'dan ir-rigward u possibilment se ninnutaw aktar żvilupp importanti waqt il-laqgħa tal-Kunsill Ewropew li għaddejja llum. Imma biex forsi nagħtu ftit sfond ta' din il-laqgħa tal-Kunsill Ewropew se niżimgħu x'kellhom xi jgħidu il-żewġ presidenti femminili tal-istituzzjonijiet tal-Unjoni Ewropea, Ursula von der Leyen, il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea, u Roberta Metsola, President tal-Parlament Ewropew, qabel il-laqgħa tal-bieraħ tal-Kunsill Ewropew.
This European Council must take decisions. There is no choice. People are worried. They are worried about how they are going to make their ends meet, how they will pay their mortgages, if they will have jobs to go to, and ultimately they will be worried about housing. We are experiencing double-digit inflation rates and rapidly rising interest rates that are creating, as I called it, a true tsunami, wiping the value off people's houses, salaries and national budgets. The time for small steps is over. What we need now is giant leaps in order to replace those small steps. We can get our bills under control. We can cushion the social and economic impact of the crisis. We can bring down sky-high energy prices. But we can only manage it if we do it together. We need to take lessons from the COVID pandemic because we did precisely that. And we are doing it now in response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. So with the same determination, the same sense of solidarity, coordination, we can do it again in the context of the energy challenges that we face and the spillover effects of those challenges. My main message, therefore, was this is not the time to wait. This is the time for action. Two issues I also highlighted. We need to talk about the EU budget. Things that we agreed only last year already look like they come from another world. The EU's seven-year budget is already overtaken by events, and it is simply out of date. It lacks the flexibility that we need to have to respond to crisis. Now, this is not about more transfers from member states. It's not even about more money. It is about our ability to reflect emerging needs and new priorities. There is a difference between a revision and a review, and we need the former rather sooner than later. This is the position of the European Parliament. We also need to make quick progress on getting the Union its own resources or income. This was our plan to be able to repay our next generation EU debt, and with raising interest rates, the repayments are already substantially eating into the EU budget, money that should instead be spent on our priorities. This is something we cannot explain today to our citizens, and it is crucial to maintain the Union's credibility on the capital markets. I said at this point that the European Parliament is a partner. It is an ally of the European Council, full understanding for the emergency and the urgency we are living in. However, the Parliament is also co-legislator, which means that beyond the emergency, medium and longer term measures need to be undertaken together with the European Parliament, which has proven time and time again of being a solid, effective and efficient partner, as we have been not only since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the adoption of numerous macrofinancial assistance packages, decisions on gas storage, decisions on Repower EU, which we will be able to table in the next mini plenary in November, decisions on the accession of Croatia to the Schengen area, strong resolutions on accession of Romania and Bulgaria to the Schengen area. This was a point that I made with a strong mandate of the European Parliament that was given to me yesterday. Also, in preparation to ongoing discussions with President Zelensky, I welcome the fact that in an unprecedented manner, the European Parliament agreed by consensus yesterday to award the Sakharov Prize to the people of Ukraine, the brave people of Ukraine, as represented by their president. Which brings me to my penultimate point, that none of all we are doing can be done without considering Ukraine at full center of everything we do. All issues are interconnected. They are different sides to the same challenges. If we want to safeguard Europe's future, we need to act with speed. We need to act with fortitude, and we need to act with unity.
So we have an important council meeting ahead of us. If we look at the start of Russia's atrocious war against Ukraine, since today, we can see that Russia has cut deliberately two-thirds of its gas supplies to the European Union. We've been able to compensate in the last 8 months by diversifying away from Russia to reliable suppliers. We have saved minus 15%. We have been able to fill our storages, and we have deployed more renewable energy. So it is today on this very solid foundation that we have now that the Commission has come forward with a substantive package that will be discussed today. And it's basically two points that are dominant. The first one is how are we able to tame the gas prices, mainly the spikes and the manipulation by Russia. Here, two models are on the table. The one is at TTF level, so wholesale level, and the other one is decoupling the gas partially from the electricity prices. And then there is a second topic that is very important, that is how can we support our economy all over Europe, everywhere in Europe. It is important, to my opinion, that we have a European investment in SMEs and in businesses in order to give every country the possibility to manage the transition that we have ahead of us. Because we see that we need now investment in the energy infrastructure, in renewables, in interconnectors to get into an economy that is future-proof and that is more independent. For us, it's important to invest massively in energy sources that are homegrown, that gives us independence and security of supply. And here is important that all member states are able and have the fiscal space to invest in this transition, and therefore with Repower EU, the proposal is on the table to boost Repower EU to do this transition on a European level.
Dawn kienu l-kummenti tal-President tal-Parlament Ewropew Roberta Metsola u l-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen qabel beda il-Summit tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Fil-verità Roberta Metsola tkellmet eżatt wara l-indirizzat lill-mexxej Ewropej tard il-biraħ fil-għaxija waqt li Ursula von der Leyen tat dawk il-kummenti mal-wasla tagħha fil-bini tal-Kunsill tal-Unjoni Ewropea fejn qed jiltaqgħu il-mexxejja Ewropej. Tajjeb ngħidu li s-summit se jkompli llum. Imma tajjeb li nagħtu ħarsa wkoll lejn x-proposti konkreti għamlet il-Kummissjoni Ewropea aktar kmieni din il-ġimgħa hekk kif ippreżentat il-pakkett ta' proposti li hija taħseb li jistgħu jindirizzaw u jsaħħu r-reżiljenza tal-Unjoni Ewropea quddiem din l-sfida imma b'mod aktar tanġibbli u effettiv li b'xi mod jindirizzaw il-kontijiet li l-kontijiet ta' dawl tal-enerġija ta' ċittadini fl-Unjoni Ewropea ma jizdidux. Ħansegu dawn il-kummenti.
So one of these knock-on effects that we see is an unprecedented energy crisis. As you all know, we've been working very hard in the last months against the fallout of the energy on the energy markets, and we have made progress. We're cutting demand. We have seen now that we have been saving gas 15% of the overall demand in September. We have been filling our gas storages. We are now at 92%. We have been intensively diversifying away from Russia towards reliable suppliers. And one figure shows that by now the Russian share of imported pipeline gas is down to 9%. So more or less two-thirds of the Russian supply has been cut. And as you know, we have made possible for the member states to channel windfall profits on energy companies to vulnerable households and companies. Thanks to this common action, we have reached our first main goal, and that was to be better prepared to face this winter. And on this basis, we can now take further steps towards a real energy union. 2 weeks ago, before the informal summit, I wrote a letter to the leaders outlining the roadmap on the energy field that we have. This roadmap includes elements that we have already put in motion, for example, that we've said we will negotiate with our reliable suppliers, like, for example, Norway, about a price corridor. But we also have other issues in this roadmap that take more time to mature and have been intensively discussed in the last weeks in various energy councils or summits. And as a result, the college could adopt today another set of proposals. And Commissioner Simpson and Commissioner McGuinness will outline these exceptional and temporary measures in a moment. Let me focus on the overall logic. We know that we are strong when we act together. Therefore, the first emphasis is that we make joint purchasing in this proposal today operational. We know that Europe's energy demand is very large, So it is logical that instead of outbidding each other, the member states and the energy companies should leverage their joint purchasing power. And for that, we propose today legal tools for pooling energy demand at European level. What we're doing, we're also enabling energy companies to set up a gas purchase consortium so that they are together able to purchase gas. And in that, we include one mandatory, one binding element. That is that we say the aggregation of demand will be mandatory for at least 15% of the volumes that are needed to fill the storage. Why that? Because we have seen by experience this year that it is the last 10 to 20% when we fill the storages that are the most expensive. These are typically volumes that are not secured by long-term contracts. And this year we saw our companies outbidding each other on these volumes in the spot market and thus themselves driving the prices up. Therefore, we want to be better prepared for the next filling season, that we want to join forces and pool this European purchasing power. Very important in that, we will, of course, also involve our close neighbors like the Western Balkan or the Eastern Partnership. The second element is saving. We have been speaking a lot about it. As I said, a lot has been done in the energy savings and energy efficiency, and it's a good sign that we now have a minus of 15% of demand that we achieved in September. The third element is solidarity, sharing. This is crucial to be prepared in case of a full gas and electricity disruption. As you know, we have the European supply of security of supply regulation. This is in force in 5 years already. It requires member states to conclude solidarity agreements with their neighbors in a certain region. Potentially, we should have 40 of these solidarity agreements. We have only 6. And this is not enough in a crisis of this scope. So with this proposal today, under 1-2-2, we are proposing default rules on solidarity that will apply in case of emergency as long as there are no bilateral solidarity agreements in place.
Just to focus on the financial side of the energy issues, what we're doing today is working on the nexus between energy markets and financial markets. And as you know, my role as commissioner, it has financial stability at its very heart. So the measures we propose, and I will give you details shortly, are both targeted and time limited. And they're focusing on easing the liquidity stress that some energy companies have faced in meeting their margin requirements, and on tackling the extreme price volatility on energy derivative markets. In doing this, we've worked really closely with our regulators, so ESMA and national regulators, and sought their guidance as to how we would do this, mindful of the need to address the liquidity issues, but clearly mindful of the need for financial stability. I want to thank our finance ministers for their contribution, and indeed our work with the European Parliament is paramount to deliver. So first I want to deal with the trading side. We're proposing a temporary measure as part of the emergency instrument, a so-called intraday price spike collar. Now what this is about is smoothing excessive volatility and price spikes in gas and electricity derivative markets. It is a price collar that limits extreme changes in a short period of time. And in that sense, it's not intending to prevent prices from moving upwards or indeed downwards, but rather to ensure that these movements are more incremental than what we observed at some times over the past months. EU trading venues for energy derivatives will have to put such a tool in place by the end of January under the control of national and European regulators. But in the interim period, we will be asking EU trading venues to set up intraday volatility tools that would broadly achieve the same result. My second point is around the issue of collateral. We know some energy market participants have experienced pressures on liquidity because of higher margin calls linked to rising energy prices. Usually collateral is provided in the form of cash. Today we're adopting a delegated act that expands the list of what these companies can use as collateral, and we're doing this on a temporary basis. Energy firms will be allowed to use uncollateralized bank guarantees, and all market participants will be allowed to use public guarantees. Again, we're following the advice of ESMA on this and striking the right balance between helping energy operators and maintaining financial stability. The third measure is also related to energy derivatives markets, and this is an amendment to another delegated act for energy firms using OTCs, over-the-counter energy derivatives. We're raising the clearing threshold from 3 billion today to 4 billion euros. And below this 4 billion euro threshold, firms using over-the-counter derivatives will not have to provide margins for the bilateral trades. And again, this is in line with ESMA's recommendations, reflecting the sharp price rises in energy derivatives. On benchmarks, I think, Kadri, you have covered that very well, and we work together on achieving the proposal you have outlined, and clearly also to encourage when the benchmark is in place that it is used so that it will impact derivative markets as well. I believe that what we are proposing today on the energy, or rather the nexus between the financial markets and energy, will make a real difference to energy operators and to energy markets. And in the short to medium term, that will help alleviate pressure on consumers and businesses who are experiencing energy price rises right now. But at the same time, we are staying vigilant when it comes to financial stability. Thank you.
Hemmhekk segwejna l-kummenti tal-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen u tal-Kummissarju Ewropew responsabbli mill-istabilità finanzjarja, servizzi finanzjarji u l-Unjoni għall-Swieq Kapitali tal-Unjoni Ewropea May Meganis li hija Irlandiża u li hija parti mill-kulleġġ tal-Kummissarju. Segwejna l-kummenti tagħhom hemmhekk dwar il-pjan konkret tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea biex tiġi indirizzata l-kriżi tal-enerġija. All-aħħar parti tal-programm se nħallu hemmhekk l-enerġija u nistennew l-iżvilupp li se jkun hemm f'dawn id-djiem u anke possibilment kmin il-ġimgħa d-dieħla kif mistennija laqgħa tal-Kunsill tal-Ministri tal-Enerġija tal-Unjoni Ewropea li ovvjament ikompli jiddiskutu dak li bdew jiddiskutu l-mexxej Ewropej matul dawn is-sigħat u li tkellmu dwar inizjattiva ta' ċittadini Ewropej, kif forsi daw kollha li jsegwu mill-qrib l-Unjoni Ewropea bilan li l-Unjoni Ewropea tkun aktar qrib iċ-ċittadini kienet ħarġet b'din inizjattiva ta' ċittadini Ewropej fejn jekk ħafna ċittadini mill-Unjoni Ewropea jingħaqdu flimkien u jagħmlu sejħa lill-Kummissjoni Ewropea għal daqstant il-Kummissjoni Ewropea tista' taġixxi biex eventualment tibda proċess leġislattiv biex ikun hemm regola ġdida billi tindirizza kwistjoni partikolari jew inkella tindirizza xi sfida partikolari li tkun qed anqal tħassib lil xi grupp partikolari ta' ċittadini fl-Unjoni Ewropea. U fil-fatt matul din il-ġimgħa l-Kummissjoni Ewropea iddeċidiet li tirreġistra b'mod formali inizjattiva ta' ċittadini Ewropej intitolata Inizjattiva ta' ċittadini Ewropej għalikel vegan. L-organizzaturi ta' din inizjattiva qegħdin jitolbu li ssir liġi li tirrikjedi li fi spazji privati u pubbliċi fejn jinbih ikel u xorb fl-Ewropa ikun hemm ukoll l-offerta ta' alternattiva vegana. L-organizzaturi tagħha qegħdin isostnu li dan jindirizza li jkun hemm sensibilizzazzjoni aktar kollettiva li tfeċċ dwar id-drittijiet tal-annimali kif ukoll tajn fil-ġrieda kontra l-kriżi tal-klima billi jżdied il-konsum tal-ikel ibbażat fuq il-pjanti u jnaqqas ukoll l-ispejjeż tal-ikel. Peress l-inizjattiva ta' ċittadini Ewropej tissodisfa il-kondizzjonijiet formali, il-Kummissjoni Ewropea qed tqis li hija legalment ammissibbli u għal daqstant il-Kummissjoni għada ma analizzat issa s-sustanza tal-proposta f'dawn l-istadju u l-passi li jmiss wara li ġiet irreġistrata din l-inizjattiva ta' ċittadini hija li l-organizzaturi għandhom 6 xhur ċans biex jiġbru il-firem li hemm bżonn u jekk l-inizjattiva tirċievi miljun dikjarazzjoni ta' appoġġ, jiġifieri miljun firma fi żmien sena minn tal-anqas 7 pajjiżi membri tal-Unjoni Ewropea differenti, il-Kummissjoni Ewropea ikollha taġixxi u jkollha tirreaġixxi b'mod formali. il-Kummissjoni tista tiddeċiedi tipproteġi bit-talba jew le u trittat ir-raġunijiet tagħha għal dan il-għan. Tajjeb nagħtu ftit sfond għaliex l-inizjattiva ta' ċittadini Ewropej kif għedtilkom iddaħlet bit-trattat ta' Lisbona biex tkun għodda f'idejn iċ-ċittadini biex permezz tagħha jinfluwenzaw il-programm ta' ħidma tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea li ma' inizjattiva kienet ingħatat bidu uffiċjalment f'April tal-2012 u la darba tiġi reġistrata formalment l-inizjattiva ta' ċittadini Ewropej tippermetti kif għedna li miljun ċittadin minn tal-anqas seba stati membri tal-Unjoni Ewropea jistiednu lill-Kummissjoni Ewropea biex tipproponi jew inkella tissuġġerixxi atti legali foqsma fejn għandha s-seta li taġixxi. Ovvjament il-kundizzjonijiet għal dan jinkludu l-azzjoni proposta ma tkunx taqa manifestament barra mill-qafas tas-setat tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea li tippreżenta proposta legali, it-tieni li ma tkunx manifestament abbużiva, frivola jew inkella li ma tkunx ta' mezzens, ovvjament u t-tielet punt li ma tkunx tmur kontra l-valuri tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Sa mill-bidu ta' din l-inizjattiva tajjeb ngħidu li l-Kummissjoni Ewropea sa issa rċevit 119 talba biex tniedi inizjattiva ta' ċittadini Ewropej. Li 95 minnhom kienu ammissibbli u għalhekk ikkwalifikaw biex jiġu rreġistrati u bid-deċiżjoni li tieħdet din il-ġimgħa dwar l-ikel vegan l-għat ta' inizjattivi reġistrati din is-sena 2022 issa laħaq disa. Jekk trid aktar tarif dwar din l-inizjattiva ta' ċittadini Ewropej għall-ikel vegan u possibilment jekk trid tiffirma tista' ssib aktar tarif fuq ec.europa.eu li huwa s-sit uffiċjali tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea. B'dik l-aħbar ġejna f'tmiem aħna l-Ewropa ta' din il-ġimgħa, grazzi tal-li segwejtuna l-ġimgħa dieħla possibilment naġġornawkom b'aktar żviluppi minn dak li qed jiġi diskuss f'dan l-istituzzjonijiet tal-Unjoni Ewropea b'mod partikolari il-Kummissjoni Ewropea.
Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġġub lilkom biex xewqa tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.